Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me again as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's passage will be Psalm 121, one of the Songs of Ascent. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. When reading the Bible, I find that some passages are not always easy to understand, and without the instruction and guidance from our pastor in Bible study, it would be quite difficult for me to see how it actually applies to my life today and how I'm meant to relate to it. Happily, Psalm 121 isn't one of those. I love this psalm for many reasons. It feels familiar, comforting, and I think I can grasp the meaning and intent of the words of the psalmist for my personal life here on earth. In high school, my sisters and I also performed a vocal arrangement of this psalm for a music competition in which we received the highest marks. I have no doubt that our success was due in part to literally feeling God's presence in our singing with a sincere desire to please Him. He is, after all, the one who gave us any ability at all to praise Him in this way. Psalm 121 may have been written for a pilgrim making his way to Jerusalem, who, upon finally reaching the journey's end, lifts his eyes to the hills surrounding Jerusalem and praises God for His protection. We are all on a journey when it comes to our physical and faith life as well. The journey is not always easy. Struggles with sickness, sinful attitudes and behaviors, confrontations with those who reject Christ. But we are never alone. We can lift our eyes to the hills, to our Father in heaven who made heaven and earth. We can lift our eyes to our Father, to Him who never slumbers and will not let our feet be moved. Some people, sadly, choose not to look to God, our Creator, but to creation for guidance in their daily life's journey, putting their faith in having their fortunes read, good luck charms, and organizing their days based on astrology signs and predictions, rather than trusting in God's care and protection. I told you a few weeks ago about my friend Felicia, whose daughter was in a coma, suffering from a rare, deadly attack on her pancreas. Already a Christian woman, my friend was on her knees in prayer daily. After 3 weeks, the doctors had done all they could do, and it was now a waiting period to see if the inflammation would go down and healing begin. My friend continued to pray and praise God for her blessings. After a month in the coma, the daughter's body did begin to heal, and she was taken off of her ventilator. And my friend still prayed, trusting in the eternal presence of our Almighty God. At the end of 6 weeks, we rejoiced when we finally saw their car pull into the driveway, bringing home their daughter, whose earthly life had nearly ended 3 separate times during her hospitalization. The doctors said it was a miracle. And perhaps it was. To see the sheer joy on Felicia's face as she bounded out of her car and over to our shared wall to greet me, tears instantly and uncontrollably welled up in my eyes. The first words out of her mouth were, "Praise God, He has brought our Talia home." She went on to say that not one day had passed when she did not begin her morning prayers with the words, "To you, Lord, be all the glory. Please be with me." "Denise," she said, "I know God was with me through this entire awful time. I would have had nothing without Him. So whatever He wants me to do, wherever God wants me to serve, I will go, and I will do it. He never left me, and I am his forever, thankfully. Together we cried and hugged and said, to God be all the glory. And in that embrace, behind each other's back, I know where our eyes were. They were lifted to the hills, to the heavens, to our Lord God, from whom our help will always come. The Lord could have instead called Talia home to him in heaven, and I know Felicia and her family would have trusted still in his righteous wisdom. But for now, he has allowed her more days on this side of heaven to continue her journey here with all the joys and struggles that come with a life in a sinful world. But thanks be to God, we are not left on our own to battle Satan and his minions. We have the power of the Lord with us, beside us, and before us. We do not need to be frightened. This psalm is a simple, beautiful psalm of hope and protection. When you feel overwhelmed by the daily grind of living, lift your eyes to the hills and remember, though we grow tired and heavy burdened, God will not slumber nor sleep, but knows our needs and will always be the keeper of our bodies and souls. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord. The Lord will keep you from the evil one. How long will he keep our life? The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. He watches over us now and keeps us his on this journey to heaven, where we will ultimately and joyfully dwell forever with Christ. As Paul the Apostle writes in Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, but our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. We pray, dear Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, we thank and praise you for your fervent love and protection in this life. Let us lift our eyes to you as you preserve us and keep us strong to do your will until we are safely in our new home in heaven with you forever. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.